It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is brought to your way this morning by Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wainwright Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, the Fairfield Banking Company, Bonds Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank.
And a good Saturday morning to you, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. It's time for Sports Talk. I'm Derek Dunn, your host, and hope you're having a wonderful Saturday out here on this Saturday, November the 2nd. Yeah, first Saturday of the month of November, and got plenty to talk about here. Coming up, we'll preview the Fairfield Mules and Alton Marquette first-round playoff game. We'll talk with Mules volleyball coach Chet Snyder, and also as Lady Mules volleyball team heads into sectional action next week at Salem, plus all the scores and schedules. I'll look back at this week in sports, lots of stories throughout the course of the week. This is Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Fairfield Memorial Hospitals Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Sisney, and Grayville. With three convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers and a thriving hospital that they already know and trust. Services provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, and more. At the Grayville and Sisney locations, walk-ins are welcome. In Fairfield, call 842-4600.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. Time is 9:02. Sports Talk just got underway. And, the Mules, they host Alton Marquette in the first round of the Class 3A playoffs today at the Train Yard. Mark Turner, he previews the game with Mules football coach Justin Townsend.
Coach, boy, it sure is nice to have a home playoff game.
Absolutely. Nothing better than a Train Yard in early November for a playoff game. That's where we wanted to be. That's what we hoped for. We wanted to go undefeated in the conference and earn that home playoff game, and we've done that. We've accomplished all our goals up to this point, but we have some more that we're wanting to accomplish.
You get 5-4 Alton Marquette in the first round. Give me a scouting report on the Explorers.
Alton Marquette comes from the Prairie State Conference. It's probably conference competitive-wise, it's similar to the Black Diamond. They were 5-0 in conference. They were 0-4 in their non-conference games. Now, that said, they played all four playoff teams in the non-conference: Quincy, Notre Dame, Breeze, Mater Dei, Civic, Memorial, and someone else. I can't think off the top of my head. Mount Carmel. Yeah, Mount Carmel. So a little bit familiar with them, just because I'd actually watched that game on TV even before we got the draw. So skill-wise, they're very, very good, very quick. I look at their skill guys, and I don't look at them as a 3A football team skill-wise. I think they're more like a 6A, 7A at their skill positions. Very good, very talented. Got a quarterback that's a dual threat, so that's always tough. And, defensively, they play multiple fronts, and they're not overly big, but they do fly around with the football pretty well. They also have a nice kicker that's kicked some field goals this year.
Numbers are going to be in your favor, as always.
Yeah, I feel like our depth's maybe a little better than what they have. They play a lot of guys both ways. And that said, though, by this point in the season, being in shape and the weather, that obviously heat's not going to be an issue, so I don't know that that's as big of a factor. But I do like the fact that they really haven't seen a team that does what we do offensively, and I feel like as quick and athletic as they are, I feel like our guys are pretty athletic and can run a little bit too. I think we've proven that this year.
Let's talk keys to the ball game on Saturday. What do you guys have to do to win?
Well, I think it's the same regardless of your opponents, the line of scrimmage. It's offensively and defensively, can you control the line of scrimmage? We both have talented athletes. We both have, you know, kids in place that can make big plays. It's whoever tackles well in space. I know I've said that a bunch this year, but when you're playing a team like Alton Marquette who has some guys that can make you miss, and if you miss, they take it to the house, tackling is huge. But like I said, most importantly, the line of scrimmage, and it's important for us to come out and get off to a good start and be physical.
How much of the senior leadership is going to come to the forefront on Saturday? I know Alton Marquette doesn't have a lot of seniors.
Well, I think the fact that we have some playoff experience definitely helps. The fact that we're at home and they got a 2.5-hour bus ride, that helps. But you mentioned leadership. We've had a tremendous week of practice. Our scout teams, our sophomores, some of our juniors that don't play a lot, even a few seniors mixed in, they gave us a tremendous look this week as far as running what offense our Alton Marquette runs, the spread or the single wing. And so I feel like our defense is really prepped and locked in and focused. And our seniors know that potentially you could be doing everything for the last time. And so that puts a little more emphasis on everything. And I think our kids know that and respond to that. And then, of course, they experienced the playoff win last year. And, you know, if that doesn't motivate you to want to go out and get another one, I don't know what does.
All right. Black Diamond Conference this year, 5 schools in the playoffs. That's pretty impressive for a small schools conference.
Yeah, I mean, generally with the closed conference, you're going to get 4 to 5. I just thought the parity in the middle of the conference was really, in all my years in the Black Diamond, I don't know that I had seen anything quite like it. And even Chester going 7-2, I still feel like they were very, very comparable to those other teams that went 5-4. I thought that was interesting. I think, you know, it was good for Hamilton County to get back in the playoffs. I think it's good for some of those teams because that maybe helps raise the competitive level in our conference when you're able to get in the playoffs and kids see that and experience that. I just think that's a positive thing. So hopefully they compete well and represent our conference well.
And that was Fairfield Mules football coach Justin Townsend talking with Mark Turner, previewing Alton Marquette, the Explorers. And we'd like to remind you that we will be broadcasting the game here on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. 1:45 p.m. will be the Rush of Pints and Furniture pregame show. And at 2 o'clock is kickoff. Now, the winner of the Mules and Alton Marquette game will advance to face the winner of West Frankfort and Breeze Modern Day. So that will, and that game will be determined in terms of, you know, a week from now, when will that be, what time will that be played and all that. So again, we'd like to mention there was one high school football playoff game in the area that was played in the 4A playoffs. It was Fairbury Prairie Central over Alney Richland County, 35-14. Other national scores, the NBA, it was Indiana over Cleveland, 102-95. Chicago topped Detroit, 112-106. In the NHL, it was St. Louis over Columbus, 4-3 in overtime. We'll go in more depth in regards to the local sports schedule. That will be coming up here later on in the show. Now, you're listening to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'll be right back. Following these words, we'll hear from Lady Mules volleyball coach, Chad Snyder.
Hey parents, ever find yourself digging for money to send with your kids but figure out you're out of cash? We're introducing the F&B Easy Card. It's a debit card that can help teach the responsibility of managing money and be easily managed with your own banking errands. The best part? You can set custom daily limits like $10 a day and use online and mobile banking to transfer between this account and any other F&B checking account you own. Interested in learning more? Give us a call for details at 842-2107. F&B, member FDIC.
At Fairfield Printing and Graphics, all in-stock shirts are on sale. T-shirts, long sleeves, sweatshirts, hoodies, regular or glitter print. All sizes, youth through adult. Pick up your pre-printed shirts and support your school or activity. Prices starting at $5 while supplies last. You can also order your Mules apparel at Fairfield Printing and Graphics. Show your support for your hometown team by ordering the new Train Yard shirts available in time for football. All sizes are available. Call Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 842-4048 or stop by at 5 Williamson Drive.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on a Saturday morning. 41 degrees here in Fairfield. Forecast high 49. I think we'll get to about the lower 50s, but nonetheless, a beautiful Saturday here. And I'll tell you what, beautiful weather. Should be awesome weather for football and other sports are going on today. Now, Lady Mules Volleyball, how about the season they've been having? They're headed back to the sectionals where they'll be playing at Salem next week. And Mark Turner, he caught up with Coach Chet Snyder. This was following the Mules' regional championship win over Benton on Thursday.
Coach, congratulations on the victory here tonight. Second regional championship in a row.
Yes, that sounds nice. That's a nice ring to it. Back-to-back regional champs, back-to-back conference champs. I was nervous tonight coming in because the team we were playing had seven seniors, you know, and when you get postseason, it's hard to knock a team out that, you know, was loaded with seniors and they're well coached. Bronna does a great job. Then they had that thing, you know, her daughter's on the team. It's a lot. So glad to get that win tonight.
Thought the serving tonight for the Lady Mules, incredible. You guys did a great job with the service.
We miss a few, but we also serve tough. And if you just lob the ball over, teams can just smack it around. And you got to keep teams out of offense on that first serve. And we've got some really good servers. So.
And I thought the front line did an incredible job, Chloe Britton especially.
Yeah, they did a great job. Of course, Jack was hard to stop outside, you know. And she's just a tough matchup for a team like Benton because they don't have enough size really to get after her. So. But, yeah, all the girls did a good job.
Looking ahead to the Salem Sectional Monday, you get either Paris or the Paint of Panthers.
Do you know who we play yet?
Haven't heard yet.
We played Paint of last year in the Sectional Championship, and it was the most exciting game I've ever been involved in. The third game went 30-28. And we played Paris this summer. They're low. They've got a 6-2 middle that's really, really good. And it's another mom-daughter team, just like Benton. The mom's a coach, and then the daughter's an outside, and Paris is outstanding. So whoever will be a great matchup.
Now, Fairfield found out shortly after who they're going to be facing. It's going to be facing Pena. Now, if you recall, like what Chet was talking about, you know, Fairfield defeated Pena in the sectional championship game last year at the Cumberland Sectional to advance the Supers at Hamilton County. And so kind of a rematch from that, just except, though, it's not for the sectional championship, but it's pretty much a game before sectional championship. But anyway, nonetheless, though, you listen for coverage of the Mules and Pena match from the Salem 2A sectional beginning around 6:25 on Monday. We'd like to tell you there is a game play before that one, and that's also a big game. You have a Shelbyville taking on Massac County at the Salem 2A sectional. Now, if Fairfield were to defeat Pena, they will face the winner of the game between Shelbyville and Massac County. Now, also would like to mention, too, maybe in case you're wondering, I talked about the Supers for volleyball. That's coming up in less than a week, actually. The Supers, so if Fairfield were to win the Salem Sectional and Volleyball, they will play at the Vandalia Super. That will be held on November 8th. That will be next to Friday. Well, they will face the winner of the Trenton West Quinn Sectional. Now, in case you're wondering who's in that Trenton West Quinn Sectional, pretty good teams, actually. You got Freeburg, Breeze Modern Day, Breeze Central, and Pickneyville. So those are the four teams in that Trenton West Quinn Sectional, and again, the Vidalia Super Sectional, the winner of the Salem Sectional and the winner of the Trenton West Quinn Sectional will face each other at 6 o'clock next Friday on November the 8th. But the Lady Mules, they got business to do. They got business to take care of. They got Pena on Monday. They were to win. They will advance to a Wednesday's sectional championship game against the winner of Massac County and Shelbyville. Coming up here, tell you about some stories over the course of the week in regards to sports. A lot's happening, especially with the Major League Baseball season as it wrapped up and postseason play wrapped up. Also, some movement in regards to managers. So the hiring of managers, that's coming up. And other great stuff as well here on Sports Talk here on a Saturday morning. You're listening to WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. Right back following these words. Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. All-gallon white milk, $1.79. 4 pounds of sugar, $1.59. Real butter, $2.99 in a one-pound package. And a dozen eggs, 79 cents. Prices are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store on West Main and Fairfield. Give them a like on Facebook.
Research shows that on average, 50% of Americans carry cash while 77% carry a smartphone. Wouldn't you love to pay a friend with just a few clicks on your phone? Well, now you can. This is Jessica Sanders at the Fairfield Banking Company, and I'm excited to introduce Spin. Spin is a person-to-person payment option that allows you to send money instantly via our mobile app. Pay your beautician, your babysitter, anyone that has a debit card and smartphone. Give us a call or stop by any of our four branches for more details. The Fairfield Banking Company, we're the hometown banks. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Sports Talk 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. And let's go ahead and go over the week's stories here. We'd like to mention Frontier Community College baseball team. They're having tryouts for the upcoming season today. Tryouts are scheduled at FNB Field in Fairfield. They're open to high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. The cost is $40 for one position or $50 for two position players. Day begins with the registration at 11 o'clock this morning. For more information, contact Coach Jimmy Brenneman at 513-287-9151 or Zach Gerch, 402-212-9293. Well, I'll tell you what, high school basketball, it begins later on this month for both boys and girls. In fact, the pairings for the 2019 Lawrence County Capital Classic have been released. The tournament will run November 29th and 30th at Red Hill. On the 29th, Red Hill will play Salem and the Mules versus Alney Richland County in games beginning at 11 a.m. Evening session at Red Hill has Alney Richland County playing Red Hill at 6 p.m., followed by the Mules versus Salem. Session one at Lawrenceville has Edwards County. Now keep in mind, Teutopolis, they were in the Capital Classic. Last year was their last year being in it, as Edwards County has filled in the void over after T-Town left. So Edwards County will be playing Mount Carmel, and Lawrenceville playing Marshall beginning at 11 a.m. on the 29th. Session 2 pits Mount Carmel versus Marshall and Edwards County versus Lawrenceville in games beginning at 6 p.m. On Saturday the 30th at Red Hill, Fairfield will play Red Hill at 10 o'clock, followed by Alney Richland County and Salem. At Lawrenceville, Edwards County plays Marshall, and Mount Carmel plays Lawrenceville in games beginning at 10 a.m. The 7th place, 5th place, 3rd place, and championship games will start at 3:30 at Red Hill. Always look forward to the Capital Classic. Lots of good boys high school basketball action, so looking forward to later on this month. Congratulations goes out to Mules football senior Cade Carter. According to his Facebook post, Carter has committed to further his academic and football career at Southern Illinois University. Carter is a running back, defensive back for the 9-0 Mules, who host Alton Marquette in the first round of 3A playoffs at 2 o'clock today at the Train Yard. Illinois and Missouri are moving toward allowing college athletes to receive paid endorsements. The Illinois House advanced a bill Wednesday that would let college athletes in the state to sign paid endorsement deals and hire agents while preserving their scholarships and NCAA eligibility. The House vote comes a day after the NCAA announced it would begin the process to modify its rules that allow for college athletes to profit off their names, images, and likenesses. State representative in Missouri is planning to introduce a similar measure in January. Details are being revealed about the planned Major League Soccer stadium in St. Louis. The Post-Dispatch reports a proposed $250 million stadium would be built near 20th and Market Streets, with practice fields and other team facilities across the street. The stadium would seat just over 22,000 fans and would be owned by the MLS ownership. The ownership group hopes to break ground by next spring in order to open the stadium in time for the first game in March 2022. Well, David Ross, he's ready to be the new manager of the Cubs. The former catcher was formally introduced on Monday as the replacement for Joe Maddon. It's the first managerial gig for Ross, who received a 3-year deal from Chicago. The 42-year-old retired as a player after the Cubs won the World Series in 2016. He played 15 big league seasons for 7 different teams. Colton Wong is being honored for his defensive skills. The Cardinals second baseman won the 2019 Fielding Bible Award as the finest defensive player in the majors at his position, as voted on by a panel of experts. Wong was a unanimous choice at his position for the second straight year after leading all second basemen in defensive runs saved. He's also a finalist for the Gold Glove Award and the National League. Former Cardinals manager Mike Matheny is the new Kansas City Royals skipper. KC introduced him yesterday as a replacement for Ned Yost, who retired after the season. Matheny was 591-474 with the Cardinals after replacing Tony La Russa following the Cardinals World Series championship in 2011. St. Louis fired him in July 2018 after the Cardinals missed the postseason in 2016 and 2017. Coming up, we'll take a look at the sports schedule here for you, along with a couple of other cool things as well that happened in regards to yesterday regarding the Mules football team, but also for this morning for Fairfield Cross Country. Just happened to see it on Facebook, and it's going viral on social media. I'll tell you what that's all about. It's coming up following these words.
Fawn's Tire is ready to help you before it's too late with all your tire and battery needs. They have every kind of tire from a lawnmower to those big old tractor tires. If you want car tires, they have a large selection of brand name tires, and if you need batteries, they have them also. No matter what your tire needs are, they have you covered at Fawn's Tire. Vaughn's Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's. Give them a call today, 842-3500.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Gonzalez with People's National Bank. People's National Bank has partnered with Zelle. Zelle is an easy way to send and receive money with family, friends, and others you trust. You can use Zelle today right from your PNB To Go mobile banking app. Money moves directly between bank accounts fast. Stop by People's National Bank today to learn more about Zelle. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. 41 degrees here in Fairfield. Temperature continues to rise. Calling for forecast high 49. Could get to the low 50s here in the Fairfield area. Let's take a look here at the sports schedule for today. Lots of things happening here. The Class 3A playoffs, as Fairfield will be taking on Alton Marquette with the Rush Appliance and Furniture pregame show starting at 1:45. Kickoff is at 2 o'clock. Coverage can be heard here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Would also like to mention, due to IHSA regulations, we will not be able to video stream the Mules football game. We apologize for that, but again, that's due to IHSA rules and regulations. However, though, one thing that we will do is, following the Mules football season, we will post all of their football games up on the video stream. That way you guys can watch it at your own convenience. Elsewhere here in the 3A playoffs, a picture of West Frankfort at Breeze Modern Day. I mentioned that the winner of that game faced the winner of Fairfield and Alt Marquette next round of the playoffs. Also, other games of note: Newton at Beardstown, Greenville versus Quincy Notre Dame. You also have DuCoin taking on Monticello, Williamsville versus St. Joseph Ogden, Vandalia versus Verdon North Mac, and Mount Carmel will take on Carlinville. And the Class 2A playoffs, El Dorado will be making a long drive up north. They'll face Bismarck, Henning, Rossville, and Alvin. Chester will take on Auburn. Hamilton County will be at Decatur, St. Teresa. Flora will be at Tuscola. And Nashville will be taking on Villa Grove Heritage. 1A playoffs, KZ Westfield will be at Athens. Also, the 4A playoffs, Benton will face Salem. Murfreesboro will take on Bethalto Civic Memorial on the road. Effingham will square off against Breeze Central. And Paris will have to take on a team from the north, Kankakee McNamara. High school cross country, Fairfield boys will be running at the Benton 1A sectional. On the girls' side, Jesse Crawford will compete as an individual at Benton. The girls' race will start at 10 o'clock this morning. Boys will race at 11 a.m. College football action for you. The Illinois Fighting Illini football team, they're off. I'll tell you what, they won the past couple of games. They defeated Wisconsin in a major upset, and then they also won last week over Purdue. Well, this time they're taking on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. You can hear the game on WFIWAM 1390 at 103.3 FM. Starting time for that one will actually be 1:30. Southern Illinois, the Salukis, they'll be at Indiana State as they'll face off. They'll be facing the Sycamores. Time right there is 12 noon. Eastern Illinois, well, it is a bye week for them, so they are off. NHL action, the St. Louis Blues will be on the road at Minnesota as they'll take on the Wild at 7 p.m. Also, Chicago, they'll be out there on the West Coast as they'll be taking on the Los Angeles Kings at 9:30. So that is the schedule here for you today. Lots of high school football action, and also got the high school cross country as well as college football and the NHL as well here for you. You're listening to Sports Talk 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Wrap it up following these words.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like it's a season away. To others, it's the next whistle to get back in the football game. United Mutual Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate their student-athletes competing under those Friday night lights. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and they love cheering them to victory. They go for a touchdown in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance provider today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Moms and dads, do you have a new driver in the family? Then now's the time to get your teenager set up with a Citizens National Bank of Albion savings or checking account, Visa debit card, and safe and secure online and mobile banking products like our new Tap and Pay mobile wallets. Come in today to any one of our six locations in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. Our knowledgeable teams will set your teens up with all the banking tools they need for a strong financial future.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you as time is 9:27. A couple of quick things here on social media, which I really like seeing here. First off, Coach Justin Sanders of the Mules Cross Country team gave a big shout-out. Give big shout-out to the Lady Mules volleyball team. They gave the cross-country team a send-off this morning. They were parked south side of Fairfield right there on Highway 45 and kind of honking them and waving them on. So I thought that was pretty cool stuff right there. Great to see that. Coach Sanders posted a couple of videos of that. Also, Justin Townsend, Mules football coach, one thing he posted on Facebook last night, which I really liked seeing, was actually pretty cool, actually. I kind of wish I would have participated in it. But it was actually pretty cool. A Mule Football Madden tournament. They took the weight room at the high school, and it actually had TVs set up, and the players were participating in the Madden tournament. Don't know who won the tournament, but I thought that was actually pretty cool. So several of the Mules football players were watching it. So we're actually playing and watching as well. So I thought that was actually pretty neat. I don't know who won that, nonetheless, I thought that was actually pretty cool. So anyway, hey, enjoy this Saturday. That'll do it for Sports Talk here. And I'll tell you what, we'll see you at the Train Yard at 2 o'clock again with the Rush Appliance and Furniture pregame show starting at 1:45. Kickoff is at 2 here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'd like to mention our sponsors real quick for Sports Talk: Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wayne White Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Banking Company, Vaughn's Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank. If you do have the opportunity, thank these sponsors Racers for sponsoring Sports Talk on the radio here on this each and every Saturday morning during the high school sports season. Also with our football coverage as well, thank the businesses who sponsor our football broadcast for both Edwards County. Their season just ended last week. But if you haven't heard any of those Edwards County sponsors during the football broadcast, please thank them for their continued support of Edwards County Lions football. Also, the sponsors, the businesses that sponsor the Fairyville Mules football broadcast, if you have the opportunity, thank them as well. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up for Sports Talk. Have a great weekend. We'll see you at the train yard this afternoon at Fairfield Community High School, Fairfield, hosting Alton Marquette. Have a wonderful Saturday.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk has been brought to you by Citizens National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, People's National Bank, Bonds Tire, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield National Bank, Wainwright Propane, and Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Sports Talk can be heard every Saturday morning at 9 right here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. This has been a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.